are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, LA. Oh, we have our Luke. He's always late. Luke, sit down, please. Thank you so much. I have you already on a speaker. Hi, Luke.
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Hi. Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Oh, my gosh. It's one of those Mondays that I will never forget. Okay, first my dog woke me up at 6:15, and I hate that. Then he woke me up again at 7, and I hate it. Then we had an alarm because shower got, stuffed or was too much fog, hot fog, whatever. Alarm. Then I had amazing time. My beautiful, beautiful, wonderful friend, Crystal Messina, she introduced me and invited me to Four Seasons Hotel for my first time in my life, massage and facial. Everybody knows that Ilona Europa likes to sing, but you know what? These things everybody's supposed to have, if not once, every 3 months in their lives. And I will ask two wonderful guests that I have with me. Diana, what do you think? Do you like massages?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
One of my favorite things.
Look, I know you are our genius trainer. And
I love
obvious
massages a lot.
You like to? Okay.
So
I have
much.
I have one more guest with me, Kira Nicole. Do you like massages?
Yes.
Did you ever had one?
Yeah, very dad.
Do you people? I hope you hear. We have just amazing guests today, and everybody who didn't see Accent On page need to go there right away on the Facebook. Everybody goes to Facebook and see Accent On because Kira Nicole Face is there. She's one of the most beautiful child that you ever see in your life, and not only she's a beautiful inside and out. She is just talented so much, and everybody will have a chance to hear her singing. Hello, Kira Nicole.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You can repeat again. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And she's not joking. She's 11 years old. Her voice is just amazing. Just amazing. I will talk a little bit more about her career, because I can say she's already a career singer with big future, and she has some type of past already, and a very professional past. We have also in the studio her mommy, of course. Hi, Diana, again.
Hello, Elena.
And you are a very important guest, you know, in my life. Anyway, now you are my friend, but
yes.
Obviously to have a talented child like that requires a lot of work, attention, love, and just time. And I would like to ask you a few questions, how you manage all of these things.
Yeah.
Because they call this the mamagers. This is one of the toughest job, you know. And it's a beautiful name, mamager. It's true. You are mama, but mm-hmm. you're also manager of everything what children do.
That's
in
right.
their home, yes?
That's right.
Okay, look, I missed you.
Hello.
I
miss you too. I'm just like...
Again, you are very sleepy. You are our trainer.
Sleepy.
Pick me up!
I'm just thinking too much. That's all.
You are. No, that's why you are here on my show, because I like people who think. But, you know, I know you have something very cool to tell us. I just... And you are or shy or something, but you don't share with me the certain things that whole world need to know. You released your ebook, yes?
Yes, the ebook is out, guys. So you can go and download it on my website. As of right now, for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be free. So anybody who go on Train by Luke on my Facebook, you can download it there free. And it's basically a training regimen that helped me lose over 11 pounds in less than 3 weeks.
My gosh. Now everybody knows why he's here. Ilona is fat She thinks she's fat.
No.
And I know he gave me so many good pointers. Honestly, I'm doing so many good things right now. You don't even know, you know, because somebody would say, oh, Ilona, you know this great guy. You know, you probably are getting so many phone calls. You can talk to him. No, he's on the radio every Monday. He gives me what he gave everybody on this radio show, advice. And you know what? I'm remembering some of them because I know I will stick with them. Some of them I will never do. And probably all this funky food, the superfoods that he claims about how good they are, I don't remember the names until he will give us a real list and I can post them on Accent on Facebook. We will really not do what he is saying. I want the list of great foods for us. Will you do it when you wake up?
Yes, absolutely.
But can we find them on your ebook?
No, the superfoods list and all that stuff, it's not in my ebook. It's just some briefly mentioning, and most of it on the ebook is basically how to lose, you know, like 10 pounds fast, like as fast as possible.
Diana, you are beautiful. You are really gorgeous. You don't need to lose any weight. But are you exercising every day?
I'm not. I'm sorry to say.
What are you doing to look like that? What are you doing?
I'm moving.
I know that you're moving in a way. You are moving your house right now to another place.
Exactly.
That's for sure moving. But you say only the lifestyle and running with three children.
Running around with three kids, yeah.
And work, because you're always, you are a professional woman.
Do a lot of things.
Very smart woman.
So.
You're a lawyer, yes?
Yes, I am.
My God. Yeah. I don't know. I would like to be a lawyer one day, but I cannot, because I cannot speak English well.
It's cool.
I'm not so much.
Most of my clients are lawyers. That's very cool.
That's very, very cool. And now, like I said, Kira, are you exercising? Yes, you do. You need to tell us. Yes, you do, Kira. Nicole, tell us, because obvious, you are the tiniest things ever and the most gorgeous things ever. I think you are like probably under 100 pounds, like 90 pounds.
How? No. I'm 49 pounds.
My God, is there something on a scale like that, 49 pounds? Then she's tiny, 11, the most tiny things ever, with gorgeous blonde hair. And you do a lot of things to look like that. Yes. What are you doing? You are playing?
Tennis.
And when I met you 8 months ago, you were just flipping, how you call this, the somersaults? That's what you call? That's what you were doing, like running around? And
yeah.
You know, yes, we had...
gymnastics.
Teaching a few wonderful young people, but not everyone was talented, but you were very talented, and now I scooped you, and now obviously I'm developing your talent and hoping that people will fall in love with you and they will find out that talent, you know, you could be very young and very talented, but you still need to work hard. Nothing comes easy. Okay, Accent On again, Monday, every Monday. I love my Mondays. Thank you, Crystal, again. Because you introduced me to this amazing, you know, massage and facial in Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake. Thank you for everybody for doing me. I think I look pretty good today. Have this glow special. But my show needs to start from the song that I just love. And I will explain a little bit what the song is. Chasing Fire, Natasha Mira and Patrick Reza. Okay, explain.
Fire.
Congratulations to Natasha and Mira. We all love you very much. Patrick Reza, you are one of the hottest producers around, young producer around. Congratulations. In 4 days, 100,000 people listened to the song on SoundCloud. And obvious, day 5 and 6 and 7 is in front of us. Then we'll see how far the song will get. But people like it. And again, congratulations. I am the biggest fan of both of you. Coming back to Kira. Hi, Kira, Nicole. Okay, I think time for real interview with you. Okay. I know you're very young, but 8 months ago, I had a pleasure to just meet you, and I knew something very special is about you. First, I heard your voice. I knew you have beautiful voice, and then we start working together in my home studio, and I was developing your voice, and I was seeing how beautifully you develop. You love to sing, yes?
Yeah.
When did you start singing?
Well, I've had singing lessons since I was like 6.
Wow. Can you get closer to the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. You say till age of 6 and now you're 11. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, you came to me and I decided to just let you sing grown-up songs, mature songs. In a way, sometimes maybe the words are too old for you because they are mostly about love and relationship. But you have something that makes you feel the lyrics. And I think when you sing, honey, do you prefer to enjoy first music or lyrics? Words are important for you too.
I think both are really important.
You're right, you know, you're right. You need to understand what you are singing about, and then the mood is just right. You went to studio not long ago for
yes.
the first time. We recorded 2 songs. That was your first time after 8 months of having lessons, you know. I knew you already for recording, okay? And you somehow, you were not afraid. You said, okay, let's do it, yes?
Yeah.
Let's do it, yeah. And you know, Mama, we're coming back to Diana, because I know you have amazing children. We'll be talking a little bit later about them. But one of them is the gorgeous, the tiniest, the sweetest, the most talented girl, you know. And now you have this beauty and talent in your hands, and their choices allowed her do what she wants to do in so early age, or just wait? You decided to go for and just schooling her and treating her very seriously, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I think with your training, it's just been wonderful to watch her develop. And we'll take it as far as we'll go.
Huh. You know what? You make me cry always. I don't want to say, but sometimes when you are on a couch and your girl is singing so beautifully, you're crying.
Yes, I am.
you are crying. Your child is just amazing. You know, I don't know what to say because it breaks my heart every time when she's so talented. And I think it's time for us to just listen to first song from the studio, okay?
We'll
do.
Let's do it.
It's not your fault, okay? Do you like the song, sweetie?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not your fault. Kira. I know you have this power over us that you make us cry, you know. I'm hoping everybody's crying right now from their happy tears, because the talent like that doesn't come so often. I had a pleasure to teach a lot of wonderful singers. Some of them are young, some of them are much, much older. And again, having today the show and play songs by Kira singing and by Natasha Mira. This is one of the best days of my life. The two beautiful singers that I love so much I have on my show. Honey, you did amazingly well. This is a big song. You did so, so well. How did you feel when you were recording? What was coming into your mind?
I was really excited, and at the same time, I was still really nervous.
Yeah, you came to the studio first time, and you were pretty sick, and we need to cancel the session. And, you know, that was very tough because mm-hmm. we need to say bye, and you say you come back in a few weeks or 3 weeks again. But you came back, you know, like the warrior, and you just stood in front of the microphone, and Mommy was there with you, holding your hands, and every few, you know, minutes when we had moment that you could really relax, you just sat on Mommy's lap, and Mommy hugged you. I don't know, people, if you understand, and people who are listening to this show, you know, to have a talent in your hands, really, really, parents need to be so on the top of everything what children are doing. I had a pleasure also, and I have a pleasure to have two talented, you know, daughters, and, you know, one of them is always a great singer too. Then I know from the moment when, you know, I decided that this child, my child has talent, or Kira has talent, for me, it's like, I cannot let them go. It's not so many of them running around in the world. And we need to do everything to let them shine. And I think we are doing that. Kira, Nicole is doing her own part. You know, she's just the perfect student, the perfect singer. She loves to sing. And we are right now even writing.
We finished writing.
We are writing new songs for you because... Mommy, thank you again. You allowed us to work on a bigger project, on a first CD for you. Yes, Kira, Nicole?
Yeah.
That will be, we'll be having 10 songs on CD. Yes, and idea is that, you know, not only I will be giving you songs that I already, you know, have, you know, recorded and I could share them with you, but we will be looking for something that you are interested in. What style of music you like the most, honey? What type of songs do you like?
I like sad songs, but I also like pop.
You like pop. Mama, Diana, Mama, of course, Mommy. Mommy, the sweetest Mommy. You know, you like music a lot. Right. I know you have this really big car, but music is a big part of your life. You know almost every song on the radio. You breathe also music, yes? Even when you're not a singer, yes?
Yes, that's true. I think I hear a lot of it from my older daughter. She's 17, so I've kind of followed that along.
That we are mentioning right now that you have two more children. Yes, one is 17 years old.
And one is 17,
and she's a beautiful girl too.
Yes, she is.
What is she doing?
She is a senior in high school, and she is going away to college next year.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
She's gorgeous. She is gorgeous, and then you have a wonderful boy.
I have a wonderful son. He's 14, and he's terrific, too.
And he's doing something else, yes? Yeah. And all
he's
three have talents.
Player. Yeah, he's a big golf player. So fortunately, they all have different interests, so it's kind of
no competition,
all
and
the
everybody's.
Time. Yes.
Yeah, but again, I'm coming back to, because I know how many hours you are spending in my own studio. You really, really, we are seeing twice a week, you know, each other. And then when we have a project, sometimes you are there every second day, every day, because we have pleasure to sing. Me and Kira love to sing, but you just sit, you work, but still, again, you just are there every second of your breath. You are there with your child. And I love that so much because the memories that she has with me, they are your memories also. And I'm running sometimes from the studio to you, say, did you hear? Did you hear? Come on to the studio. Did you listen? And I see the tears in your eyes because I'm having the same tears. We know she just develops like crazy. Now Kira is going with very low voices, yes? We are singing low, low songs. And the last song that you sang in the studio, who is the guy that we sing?
John Legend.
And the title of the song is?
All of Me.
Everybody knows the song. It's one of the hottest songs on the radio right now. And this girl, I cannot even say, she sings so well, this one. Okay, Mama. Diana, again, Mama, Diana, Mama Jer, you know, outside of what I do with your baby, I think you are the most important human in her life, whatever we say. Because first you allowed her to do what she wants to do, what she's good about. Everything what we are saying is also some type of money you need to really put into development of your child. And we all know she's worth it. And outside of that, you said that you have three different children and you are running between three different
Yes. Activities. Fortunately, I have a wonderful husband who who participates in all that running and makes.
But you mentioned last time, I was so cute. You said, "Oh, he likes results."
He likes results. Yeah, he's results oriented.
Can we say hi to Daddy?
We can. Say hi to Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, hi, Daddy. Yes, I know. And he's all about results. And I love that, too, because artists are used to, like, swimming in the air. We are dreamers, but really show us results. Then we have results. Another song. Name of the song is?
Sorry.
Sorry. Do you know what is the song about?
It's about heartbreak.
Oh, no. Ilona knows something about heartbreak. Everybody knows that Ilona knows something about heartbreak. But Kira sang the song so beautifully, I had no problem to give her the song and say, honey, you will do just great. I think time to listen to this one.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. Okay, sorry.
Tears and bones on my eyes. When anything makes me so sad, I always thought I'd never fall in love. Sweet the end, so strong, so fine. My memories of you are mine and only mine. I let you break my heart without a warning from me, son. I lost myself in love night. I didn't know I was.
Wow, I want to again remind all of us that she's 11 years old. Then to anybody or whoever wants to contact me, please go to Accent Aunt on Facebook or on LA Talk Radio if you want to write to me again, to Ilona Europa. Anybody who is interested to just work with Kira Nicole, you know, we'll be looking soon for some great agent for her, for acting also, because the girl is a triple threat. Yes, you are. Honey, you are tennis player, yes?
Yes.
You are gymnastics. You love gymnastics, yes?
Yeah.
You are very good in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? Singers are very smart people and you are one of them. Yes.
Thank you.
Of course, honey. And do you like the school?
Yes.
What is your dream? What do you think you will be doing when you'll be a little bit older? What is your dream? What would you like to do?
I just want to be a singer my whole life.
You want
that's
to
what
sing.
I love to do. So.
Yeah. You know, but I see how hard you work, because outside of that, you are coming from the school. Mama, you know, Diana knows that she's just great student. And I'm sure this will be forever like that. You know, my daughter also, you know, two of daughters, they are very highly educated and they also are singers. These two things can work forever, you know, forever how long she wants. We will be there for you. You know it, yes, Hira?
Yeah.
And then we are working on this great, great album, and we just finished another song. It's a sad song again.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mom, Diana, you always say, I cannot wait for some little happier song, and hopefully this will be country, yes? Country pop?
That would be really great. I can't wait for that one.
Then again, you know, I think I have diamond in my hands, you know, and I know I can do so much with her, but eventually we'll be reaching out to people who just will take her and just put her on a pedestal a little higher, because I think people will enjoy her talent. Again, we would love to sing for some charities. We would like to, you know, just showcase Kira's talent. You are ready to perform live?
Yes.
Do you like to sing live?
Yes.
You know, I know you dance also, yes?
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, and you start playing guitar?
Yes.
And piano a little bit?
A little bit.
And you're right, start writing lyrics right now too. And
yes.
Melody. That's what I'm teaching you to do. And I was so shocked because you know, I was trying to, you know, write some lyrics and you just say, maybe this way, maybe this way. Obvious, my English is not the perfect English. And I appreciate everybody's advice. And your advice were great.
Thank you.
Some lines, you just give it to me, say, what about that? I'm like, score, the perfect, do you know my life, girl? You know, that was that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, then today is Monday. What is your tomorrow like?
Nothing.
School?
Yeah, school.
And if you say, like, if you look at back, I know you are so young. I know influences. I know you will say, because you're sweet, probably that you like me a lot. But do you have somebody else? Did you think you want to say thank you for everything what they do and how they help you in your life right now?
Well, my mom has been a great inspiration to me, so thank you, Mom.
That's beautiful. I know, and I'm signing under this paper, your mom is one of the coolest women ever. That's for sure. Next, who will be next?
And my dad.
He's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has. I think you have his sense of humor.
I don't know.
That is pretty funny. He has this, also this energy about him.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Yes.
He's funny.
And then you said that your sister is somebody very special.
Yeah.
What is so special about her?
She's always so nice to me, and she always encourages me to do my best, so that's why I love her so much.
Oh, my gosh. And what about brother?
Oh, well, on the other side.
On another side, brother. Hi, brother.
Hey, brother. Yeah.
You can say thank you for something.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. I think he will be protecting you forever, yes?
Yes.
Of course.
Sure.
Anyway, people will have a chance to hear her a lot because we are working on a new album. And Kira Nicole, will you be back?
I hope so.
Yes, you'll be back. And Diana, you'll be back because you're always by her side. And that's what we love the most. And again, thank you for allowing me to work with her voice and just develop her talent. I'm equally excited about her future because, again, I would be nothing if nothing in front of me exists. And I know the talent is something that I'm crazy about. And when you can find 1 in 100, 1 in 200, like that, every day when she comes to my studio, my face is smiling and I have happy wrinkles. And that's what I'm working on right now, to have a happy wrinkles. I love you again for coming. And I would, we will be having our gorgeous guy right now talking about losing weight and helping Ilona to be even more pretty. But I would like to play for 1 minute only a song that Kira Nicole sang. Sorry. And I would like to tell people, she's a competition. For me, you know, I recorded the song also. She's a pretty good singer, and I'm pretty good too, but there are two different versions of the same song. And that's what I say, it's a healthy competition. Two different versions for 1 second. Both singing the song in the same time. You'll be singing first verse, I'll be singing a second verse. Is this the deal?
Deal.
Okay, deal. Hello, Mr. Luke, gorgeous one.
I'll be singing the third verse.
Yes, always. You are welcome. We love you. You are with us, I think this is 9th week. I will be crying when you will say bye-bye to us, but I know you'll be coming back.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, tell us. Tell us what this week supposed to bring. Especially for me, because I want like 1 more pound going down.
Well, you're gonna listen to the, what I have to say today.
Yes.
It's a very indirectly actually correlated with losing pounds.
Okay.
And it's cardio.
Listen, Diana, let's listen.
One of the things our listeners and my clients dread the most is cardio. It's unbelievable stuff, and I call it cardio to do or not to do. That's the question, right? Mm-hmm. And it's inevitable. You have to do it. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is kind of like finding your way into it, understanding what it does for you. We don't have enough time to go into it physiologically, what it does and all the things and benefits of it. But I can give you a basic, simple example to kind of find your way of cardio, find what you like to do. Do it easy. Do it way. That way, you're going to actually enjoy it. Most of people don't enjoy cardio because they don't know better. You know, somebody told me we got to go on a treadmill to lose pounds. So they don't know. Okay. Well, unfortunately, there's another 15.
It's like running nowhere on the treadmill.
Absolutely.
I don't like that.
Nobody does.
Sounds like my life, running nowhere. I don't want that anymore.
Nobody does. Yeah. Life is too precious to be, you know, stuck on a treadmill like a rat, just running into the nowhere. So
thank you, Luke. That's why you are here, because you have your own vision. And yeah, I like your vision. It's very real.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's different. You know, different way how to approach that, understanding that you have to do it. Now, the second part is understanding why you need to do it. Not everybody should do cardio. You know,
that's interesting. Did you hear something like that, Diana?
Not everybody. Diana should not do cardio. You?
I suppose so. Okay. You just slapped me.
By not doing cardio, meaning like you can get away with once a week.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Or you can get away with only 10 minutes per hour of session of personal training or whatnot.
Okay, let's start our cardio. 10 minutes. I don't want more. Then what
that's
are you supposed
it.
To do?
Well, here's the suggestions. There is first to start from the top, you have 2-3 different types of cardio. You have the interval training cardio, which is my favorite and the most effective. Then you have the split cardio, which again I also use it. It's basically when you're splitting 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes in the morning, 10, 20, 30 at night. That way it's not making you too much of like standing on one thing and doing it. Mm-hmm. That's one way to approach. And then you have the regular cardio for people who really need to stay on it and lose weight.
Okay.
So that's one of the ways to understand just the basics of it, of approach. And then there's so many ways to do cardio. I'm going to point out just the most common ones and why and how to do it. Running is the number one. And we're going to get down to a story at the end of this about running and how running came to to become a cardio, okay?
Running, you say, like, really fast or just running?
No, just running, just speed. Jogging, just the basic boring stuff, okay? Usually done on a treadmill, never should be done on a asphalt, okay? Let's just make it clear here on the spot right now. It should never run on asphalt, period. There's way too much risk on from car hitting you in Los Angeles to the pollution out there. So your lung capacity doesn't function optimally, so you don't get any kind of benefit. You're actually getting poisoned from, you know, from the smoke that you're just breathing at a higher pace. When you're running, your VO2 max is just much more enhanced. You know, it's not like the
yeah,
same
you're right.
breathing.
So all these gorgeous ladies, size zero, who are running around, we need to stop them saying, don't do this, go home. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway... I was going to say about running after gorgeous ladies.
But, that would be you. I will stop them from running because I would say, look, Seth, you're dying by doing that. Don't breathe the air.
So go jogging, the worst thing about jogging outside for all our listeners is that really you're going to really destroy your joints in any sense of the word, from your hips to your knees to your ankles. It's sooner or later, every marathon person I've ever talked to have surgeries, have pain, and that's not our goal.
No.
It's not a goal to run 5 or 10 years and then you become permanently injured. Because our body, just imagine, it's how hard you have a bone, which is very stable, you know, type of, you know, how to say it. It has a very stable substance, right? And then you're hitting it against something that is also very stable, like asphalt.
Yeah.
So it's like a hammer hitting on a, you know, on a wood or hammer hitting on a bone. It's
but
really
you see
painful.
Personal trainers running next to client and they're all like so gorgeous. Yeah.
Listen, I've been that guy. Is as long as the client is underweight.
Yeah. Okay.
There's ways to do that properly, but it's still not recommended. As long as the client is underweight and they're in very good shape and they're very light and they have the proper shoes who give them the right protection, you could maybe consider it on a short pace. You know. But in reality, for average person that I'm talking here, no,
okay.
Move on to a treadmill. Second way to do cardio, it's bicycle, reclining bicycle.
I know prefer, you liked it a lot.
I prefer spin bike, which is just works your whole lower body. It's just so effective. I'm all about results. All
do
about
you have Diana in your place bike?
No, bike. Training we have an elliptical and a treadmill.
Okay. Absolutely. Elliptical, it's one of my favorite because, again, it gets your whole body involved. It's a very effective way to do cardio. Another one that I really like is rowing machine. Very hard, very good, very effective, and gets your heart rate up quicker than anything else on the planet. Another thing to get you your heart rate really high, really hard, and get you really workout in terms of cardio, it's kickboxing.
Hmm.
You're hitting legs and arms, and kickboxing is just amazing thing.
I like, you know, people need to do personalize the big pillow that you hit, you know, with faces of people like, you know, I don't like you.
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That would be so much fun. I don't know if people
no, so,
understand business.
So I'm giving those ideas.
Kick somebody's
I'm
face.
Giving those ideas because I've realized in so many years of training, there's people who've never been on a machine and completely hating cardio to transforming themselves into a cardio machine. Why? Because I plugged in and implemented the right cardio. To them, I've met so many women who hated cardio until I introduced kickboxing as a way of cardio to them, until I introduced kettlebell swinging in intervals as a cardio to them, and they, you know, it's just unbelievable. Another form of cardio, and a question that I ask myself, I mean, I get asked and ask myself for the best answer is, what if I don't want to do cardio? What is the closest I can get in form of exercise with the cardio? Something that crosses, that something that is fusioned. And circuit training, it's a powerful thing.
What does this mean?
Circuit training is when you exercise, and I have it in my book, by the way. It's something that you do one set of 15 repetitions of one specific exercise. So it's like, let's say, 10 push-ups.
Okay.
Then you go right away into 10 squats, then into, let's say, 1 minute plank. Then into 10 bicep curls. Just basic exercise, but
changes.
You do it, changes it basically 1 minute. We can do it on a minute basis. So 1 minute squats, 1 minute push-ups, 1 minute burpees.
I like the Diana.
Minute,
we can do that.
1 minute abs. And then you jump on, like, say, you know, do jumping jacks for 2 times of 2 minutes or kettlebell swings for 5 minutes. And that's it.
Hmm.
And that's a form of cardio mixed up with exercise. It's absolutely very effective in terms of losing body fat. So that's one way to approach cardio. Cardio, it's a very, you know, it's a really cool subject. I like talking about it. A lot of people come up to me, ask me about before or after, you know, when do you should do cardio? I will say always the best is to do it before and after. What I mean by that is warm up nicely, get your body, your joints, your cardio, you know, lung capacity up, your circulation up 5-10 minutes before the exercise. Get a good workout going. Then after that, leave it all out there. You know, get it all done. Wherever you have, you leave it. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 35 minutes, as intense as you can get. You know, this is specific heart rate measurements that we're not going to go into it today, because with the technology, you can just plug in your numbers. It will tell you what heart rate you should stay in. Almost every machine has. The new iPhone will have it. It's a very cool thing. You just press a button. It will tell you how much, you know, how much is your heart rate. And based on your heart rate, if you do it specifically for how long you're going to do it, you're going to easily calculate. It will actually tell you how much calories you burn and how much fat you can burn in a week. It's mind-blowing. Just to break it down to you, it's about 3,500 calories a week. It's 1 pound of fat.
That's so bad.
So you can calculate yourself, anybody.
No more Chinese.
About when exactly, when you should do it, how much you should do it, and how you can burn 1 pound of fat. It's all calculated. There is no secrets to this. There is no shortcuts. It's all black and white.
Do you believe in this? You know, people say when you are getting older, your metabolism is slowing down. I saw Kira and Nicole to just woofing down whole big tea, Thai tea. You know, they're full of sugar. Uh-huh. Look at it. She's 50 pounder, you know. And I know that she will not get fatter because of that. If I will do that, I'll be like, tomorrow I couldn't breathe. Why?
God bless. Let's hope not. There will be a lot of physiological changes with her. You know, I've worked with kids before as a gymnastics coach, as a swim coach, and I understand, you know, the difference between, you know, a body that is pre-adolescence and all that stuff. There will be changes with her, and we permanently change as humans, you know, especially physiologically, even emotionally. That's part of us.
That's,
you know, who you are 10 years ago, you're not today. Maybe your metabolism didn't change, but your approach on life changed, and that will reflect what you eat, what you drink, and how will reflect your metabolism.
I like you.
It's beautiful.
I like you. You are so talking senses to me. It's so true.
It's,
you know,
it's a beautiful thing, you know, how people, you know, have this mind change, mind shift, and you know, end up being affecting your whole, you know, life.
I want people to remember how to get to you, because I know, we have still 4 minutes, but how we can find you? I know, accent on.
Trainbyluke.com.
That's new simple like this, trainbyluke.com.
Nobody else, just by Luke.
By Luke, L-U-K-E. And you have your book, yes, e-book right
yes.
now. And I posted information on accent on my Facebook page. And then people can go, and for 2 weeks they will download your
Absolutely.
Book. Okay.
They can get the book for free. Give me feedback. Let me know if this, you know, will have any changes. I love to post stories of before and after, or how this book will impact you. And it's just the beginning. I'm having a lot more things in the works.
I know
and
that.
Things will be.
We
I'm
cannot
working,
wait.
I'm working day and night. Okay. I'm proud to say that, and it's the way it is with me. So it will be a lot more better things and bigger things coming my way. And then we'll see. All I'm trying is to put out there information to help as many people as possible.
We like this topic, cardio. You said any way that we can do, we need to help ourselves to get moving. And you said don't go outside. Really better you find a way to be in home. And you
Absolutely.
Like the short, little, funky moves that you can switch from squats, from the, you know.
Yeah, there's ways. There's a lot of basics to do with cardio. It should be inside. Now, inside should not be into like really closed. It should be a little bit more of an open space and whatnot, potential like air circulation. That will be better, again, for your breathing. Also, in terms of cardio, I have a lot of questions when it should be done, morning, evening, in the day, but I can't do this. And the best thing, no questions asked, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. This is when, you know, you're going to just get those endorphins kicking, burn the most
And
fat.
No coffee. He always say no coffee.
No
Ouch.
Coffee before cardio. Just get it done, get it over with, and then you can do whatever you want to do, especially that 1 hour after cardio. it's the body's more sensitive to anything you put into it.
Again, www.trainedbyluke.com. Please go to Accent On, my Facebook page, and download the ebook from Luke. Next week, we'll be talking on what topic?
Next week, I'm thinking about reinventing the whole food and maybe giving like a menu plan. Do it
That's
to yourself.
Beautiful. Do it.
But I wanted to close this on a little story, and it was really interesting when I was preparing this. It reminded me of how all this started, you know. And it was back in the day in Athens and stuff, there was the Philippides or something like that. He was like the messenger, okay, when they had the Battle of Marathon. So when they lost the battle, he was running for 26 miles. So that Philippides, that messenger, started it all, basically. Mm-hmm. After him, after that battle, they start calling the marathon 26 miles. It's become authentic. It become the first sport in the Olympic Games. Now, then after that, the people start studying it and studying the benefits off of it, right? And then starting putting it into the health, you know, as a health benefit. You know, you go to doctors, they will tell you, go run. Hmm. Especially become very hot in the 70s and 80s. With the books running and all that type of stuff. And then from that, you know, with the technology today, it changed so much. The people start researching it more, and the benefits on the cardiovascular, on the heart and the lungs, and weight loss and health. And it started with the technology developing different type of machines. That's where we are today, 2014. We have about 15 to 20 forms of cardio that you can choose to do.
And let's do even one. That's our goal, yes? And
yes, that's the goal.
Yes, man! Look, thank you so much. Next week, I cannot wait because I will be downloading your book and I will probably read and we'll talk a little bit more. But for right now, here are Nicole. Thank you so much. You are just the bestest talent ever. Cannot wait to have you back with new songs. Diana, thank you so much for being next to her and always with her. And
thank you.
We love you so much.
We
look,
love you too.
You know
we
what?
Love
I,
you too.
Look, you are precious, man, because you talk real stuff and that's what we love you. Thank you so much. See you next week.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.